Off the ball. Rugby.
He was at the Stormers for a long time.
Yeah.
He's such a good coach. And I say coach, I mean the work ethic, the detail, the way he conveys it. No ego. You don't see him trying to take any media limelight. He's not come with celebrity. He just wants to win. And I think he's like one of the best coaches I've ever come across.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball. GAA.
Galway have come to Walsh Park and beaten Waterford in the second round of the All-Ireland Camogie Championship, 113 to 13 points. An Aoife Donoghue flick from a Carrie Dolan free on the 6th minute, proving to be the deciding score in what was a brilliant battle. Galway, playing with the breeze, went in 2 points up at half-time. Niamh McPeak, who was returning from an ACL injury last year, was a bright spark for the visitors. The player of the match finished with 5 points from play. Waterford piled on the pressure in the second half, aided with the breeze, but they couldn't reduce the deficit beyond 1 point. Waterford were relentless in attack, but would be disappointed with a number of wides in the closing quarter that cost them this game. Galway, on the other hand, were very efficient when given the opportunity, and Cathal Murray would be especially pleased with the impact from the bench, Caoimhe Kelly and Niamh Nyland both getting on the score sheet after being introduced. Roisin Kerwin had a chance for a goal at the debt for the Daisha, but was penalised for charging right at the edge of the goal, and that was job done for Galway, who get their first win of their title defence underway. A week's break now, then it's Cork away for Waterford and Tipperary at home for Galway. Full time in Walsh Park, Waterford 13 points, Galway 113.
Eilish, very comprehensive win there for you with a goal. Really, really stood up there at the end.
Yeah, I suppose we knew coming down here it was going to be an extremely tough battle. Not easy going, I suppose, to any pitch, but especially Walsh Park. I suppose we were extremely disappointed with our first week out, but you know, we learned a lot from it, and I think, look, we did very little talking after it. It was up to us to put a reaction out there today, and I think we did that particularly in the second half.
Do you think your performance last week against Cork was just due to the fact that you'd been so long without a match?
It's hard to nail down one specific, to be honest. Yeah, look, that can play a huge part of it. We obviously hadn't played in 8 or 9 weeks, but it was absolutely no excuse. A lot of the controllables, I suppose, like the likes of our work rate and that, just weren't there. So we had to have a good hard look at ourselves. Look, we're not going to get carried away yet. We've an extremely tough group, and obviously, like, I suppose we have Tip now in 2 weeks' time, so we need to knuckle down now for the next 2 weeks.
And just on the game today, looks like a lovely day, but actually being down in the pitch, the wind is quite deceiving. You played with it in the first half. Did you think 2 points was going to be enough?
Yeah, it's a funny sort of it was very deceiving when you're down here on the pitch. It's actually quite strong, but I suppose at times you can find it might be a little bit easier playing against the breeze. I suppose you might keep that shape a little bit more, and I suppose often maybe we find we have a little bit more space up front. But look, it was a titanic battle, and I think the likes of Nyland there now and Caoimhe coming off the bench, Avian Barry made a huge impact, and we said that from the start. Now we need all 20-25 girls to get over the line, and I think that was proven today.
Waterford came at you relentlessly for the last 15 minutes, but not only did you hold up, you managed to score 3 or 4 points as well. That's such a testament to this team.
Yeah, I think that's probably the difference of this team over the last few years. Maybe in my earlier career, maybe we would have fumbled that bit more, but we've just built such a resilience the last few years that we know if we're in the game within 10 or 15 minutes, we have every right to win it. And as you said, yeah, I think we just fought so hard in that second half. They're one of the most physical teams, I think, that we have, obviously with some top-class players. So we had to stay strong, and I think credit to all the girls out there. They did an excellent job.
Niamh McPeak just walking past behind you with the player of the match. She was incredible today.
Incredible. Doesn't even surprise me, to be honest. Just was flying it with a couple of points, and look, her work rate in that is top class, so absolutely delighted for her.
Your first start back last week was your first championship game because you were playing basketball.
Yeah, look, after the All-Ireland, I said I'd try something different. Played a bit of basketball for the winter, so took the whole league off. So yeah, Cathal thankfully took me back in just towards the end of the league, well, just after the league final really. So yeah, I suppose on a personal note, I'm just delighted to get 60 minutes under my belt. Very rusty, but look, we'll get there.
Is the basketball season over for you now?
Finished actually the same weekend as the league final, the Camogie. We actually lost all Ireland, so wasn't to be in the end, but look, I enjoyed it just to get a switch away from the Camogie.
Yeah, does it really help with the winter as well, keeping that fitness up?
Well, I would have thought so until I would try to go back onto the pitch, and I was struggling. Totally different fitness. I suppose on the basketball court it's a lot of short sprints coming onto the pitch, then I suppose with the physical contact and stuff. Yeah, I'm still finding my feet, but look, they were brilliant when I came back. They knew I still had, I suppose, 8, 9, 10 weeks to get myself into some sort of, I suppose, preparation for championship. So yeah, as I said, on a personal note, delighted just to get 60 minutes and hopefully I can contribute a bit more.
You'd be keeping a keen eye out. It's half three.
It's just thrown in. You probably know more than I do, but I'm sure we'll keep an eye on the way home.
Brilliant. Eilish, congratulations. Thank you. Colin Murray, second round, a win for yourselves. You must be very happy after that result.
Yeah, hugely happy, in fairness. Hugely proud, to be honest with you, the girls. Obviously, last week we were incredibly disappointed with the result and with the performance, to be honest with you. But look, at all credit goes to Cork. They were absolutely unbelievable last week, and we were way off their level. And listen, there isn't much more time to get to their level, so we've an awful lot of work to do. But listen, coming down here to Walsh Park, it's always a tough place to come. Watford are always good down here, winning an awful lot of matches. It's very hard to come down here and get a victory. And listen, really proud of the way we performed, to be honest with you. I thought, you know, the way we react in the second half, you know, coming into half time only 2 points up, there's a really, really strong breeze here. And you know, we need to show a lot of character, a lot of resilience in the second half, and I think they showed that. And got a lot of crucial scores, and you know, the Finns hurled really well and kept Watford to 13 points. So you know, all in all, really, really happy, and look, delighted to get the win, and it kind of gets our championship back on board.
We saw Niamh Mallon out running before the warm up. She didn't tag out. All okay on that
front?
No,
listen, Niamh hurt her shoulder last week, you know, dislocated. So to be honest with you, you know, Niamh and Ginny Hughes are both under pressure to see any time in this championship, to be honest with you. Ginny has a calf injury, and as I said, Niamh has a shoulder injury. So listen, it's look, we've really good physios, really good medical team, and look, we'll be hoping to see them at some stage, but certainly for the Tipperary game or the quarter final or anything like that, we won't be seeing any of them players, unfortunately.
Great to see you, Áine Keane back, and Eilish O'Reilly.
Yeah, it's great to see Áine and Eilish back, and great to see Niamh McPeak. Look, at you know, Áine and Peaky missed last year, and it was heartbreaking for them to miss it with cruciate injuries, and it's brilliant to see the two of them on the field. I thought, you know, Áine and Eilish, as you said, played really, really well, gave them everything, and look, I'm delighted to see Peaky getting 5 points in play and playing so well, and she's a big, big player for us, and yeah, brilliant to see that. And listen, there was performances all over the field. We're really happy, and I suppose, look, we just need to build on that momentum now.
Impact off the bench as well was huge.
Huge. Caoimhe Kelly, in fairness to her, played very well. Niamh Nyland got a brilliant point in a vital time of the game. You know, Evelinski played really well when she came on, and Aveen Barry caught a few brilliant pickouts and won a few vital frees. And yeah, listen, we look for that impact off the time and all the time, and in fairness, we have a really, really good squad, a really good depth in the squad, we feel. And listen, there's going to be huge opportunities for players over the next few weeks. We know that, we've always said it, and it's great to see them players getting their chance. And you know, a couple of players got the chance off the starting team as well, so it's great to see them put up their hand, and we need that, and we need everyone driving forward. And as I said, look, it's all positives, it's all really good, but listen, there's a massive game coming up in 2 weeks time, and winning today is no good unless you kind of able to win your home game in 2 weeks time against Tip.
There is no jeopardy in this new structure, the Camogie, but it didn't feel like that, you know, today. Is it because he lost last week?
Yeah, look at you. I think the championship is run so short. It's you know, a 6 to 8 week, you know, running time. I think, you know, it's all about momentum, really. And, you know, you need momentum. And it's all right saying there's no jeopardy, but, you know, you don't want to go into a quarter final on the back of losing 2 or 3 games. If you have that, you know, you're coming up against a Kilkenny team or a Clare team that are absolutely flying at both of them. You know what I mean? So you could be under pressure straight away. And look at the quarter finals. We saw it last year when they went extra time, Kilkenny and Tipperary. Because any team can beat any team on their day in Camogie. And, you know, listen, it is all about momentum. And, I suppose for us now, the next 2 weeks is all about building on the momentum from this win. It's a great win for us, but like, you know, our home form has been very, very poor, even in the league. You know, lost our first 2 games in under 23s. We lost our first game to Cork, and you know, last week we were really, really poor at home, and that's something we want to change, and that's something we have to change, because as I said, there's no point winning here unless you go and you follow it up. And look, it's going to be a massive game in Kinney Park in 2 weeks time, and we know how good Tipperary are, and we're going to be at our very, very best. And listen, we know we have a huge amount to improve on, but we're happy to have 2 points on board now, happy our championship is back on track, and look, it's all about momentum now and gaining that.
I don't have the exact stats to hand, but it felt like Waterford had the lion's share of the possession throughout that game. Would you force them into so many wides, especially in that second half? Like, the pressure was all on you for the last kind of 10-15 minutes, but you managed to score when you needed to and defend really well.
Yeah, managed to score, and look, we talked about that, managing the game at half time. And in fairness, look, our workout had to be up really, really sky high, and it was. You know, we ran ourselves into the ground, we put them under pressure. In fairness to Waterford, I think they played excellent, but probably missed, you know, 3 or 4 points at crucial stages. You know, once they got a few of them scores, you know, that momentum would be with them. And in fairness, look, there was a storm breeze there. It was very hard to get our puckouts out or even winning puckouts. And, you know, we got very few scores or very few ball up here. But when we did get the ball, we used it. We used it really well. And there was space, you know, and in fairness to the forwards, they showed up really well. But, you know, listen, that's the goal you want to see. You want to see them working hard. You want to see us putting under pressure. And, yeah, we have a huge amount to improve on. But, you know, if you have that work rate and you have that resilience and you have that character, well, you have a great starting base. And that's what we have. And it's about building on that now for the next few weeks.
That worked great. It was probably epitomised in one of the final plays. Beth Carton broke away there on the sideline from about four or five players, and Aoife O'Donoghue came back and got a flick away.
Listen, I think it was five Galway players I was chasing at the time, and as I said, that shows that's what you need. You know, let's look at our Aran final performance last year. Was all about work rate and all about that resilience and all about that character, and show it. And in fairness, look at a player like Beth Carton goes forward like that, you have to have people chasing her because she's top class. And look, it's a good win. We're not going to get carried away, but it was really important for us to see a reaction to last week, and it was really important for the team, I think, to come down here and get a victory. It doesn't mean we're a better team or anything. I still think we have a huge amount to improve on, but I'm really, really happy to get a result here. Really happy that our championship's back on track, as I said. Now look, it's all about this group stage is getting to a semi-final. You know, you either go through the group and get out in the top two, or else you go to the quarterfinals. And look, for us, it's just today was about setting up a chance next week or 2 weeks' time to get to a semi-final if we can. And look, we have a chance now, and it's about taking the opportunity. But listen, we need to improve hugely if we're going to be, you know, get a victory against Tip next week.
Just a final question: what did the week look like after that loss to Cork? You said yourself you were disappointed in the performance. It wasn't really like you. Do you go hard at training then, or do you know that there's something specific that needs changing?
No, listen, for me, it just felt we were devoid of energy last week for whatever reason. I don't know whether that's, you know, a management fault, or, you know, maybe we did too much in a couple of weeks. Obviously, when Cork are coming to town, you're chasing everything and you're trying to get everything right, and maybe we overcooked it and did a small bit too much. So, like, you know, to be honest with you, we only trained twice this week, or last week, two really, really short, snappy sessions, to be honest with you. We went after very little information as regards the game plan down here and stuff. Yeah, we're puck outs and stuff, but less was more this week, and I think it was all about recovery and all about kind of getting that energy back in our legs and getting the energy back in our play. And look, it worked out. To be honest with you, there wasn't much time to feel sorry for ourselves. You'll have a week to go, and you're coming down to, you know, one of the best teams in the country in Watford, coming down to their home patch, and you know that we needed to be up for that. So no, there wasn't a lot done this week as regards, look, it, you still have to have trust in your players that, yeah, last week was an off week. Last week, you know, things happened that can never happen again, you know, by Galway team, because otherwise you're going to be out of the championship very, very fast. So it was just about trusting the players, just getting a few things right, and maybe just getting that energy back in our legs and energy back in our performance. And I think, look, that worked, and fair play to them. Look, I don't think anyone can question the character or anyone can question the resilience of that group or them players. And again, they showed up today, and that's great to see.
Brianna, just taking you away from signing some autographs, but a tough loss down here, you gave it everything.
Yeah, look, I suppose when we look back on it now, we probably kind of left it there in the second half with a few wides and a few decisions that probably we could have just recycled the ball a bit more. But look, they're just pure instinct when they're out on the pitch and stuff like that. But no, look, we still have Cork to play, and we'll go up there now and hopefully get a win.
From a goalie's point of view, your backs were absolutely outstanding. There was so often that the ball was coming in for one-on-ones and they came out with clean possession.
Yeah, look, that's what we kind of honed in on this year, our backs and stuff like that. And they're a phenomenal group of girls, six of them in there. There's no stone left unturned. The training sessions there, I'd say the forwards hate marking them in in-house games and stuff like that. But look, no, Jesus, we're very lucky with our six backs and the girls that come off the bench into the back line. And the girls can play anywhere. You saw Keely running up there and trying to get a score. So look, yeah, no, we're just very, very delighted to have them.
The goal on 6 minutes, it was a tricky one. The breeze is very strong when you get down here, and Aoife O'Donoghue just got the slightest of touches on it, did she?
Yeah, she did, in fairness, for sure. Aoife's going to do that, like, she's going to come in and put me under pressure. But look, we kind of parted now and kind of just get on with it, I suppose. That you're never going to get that back again, so look, it's over with now.
You must be very happy as a team with how much pressure you put on Galway in the second half. Like, you were coming and coming and coming. The last 15 minutes, they didn't have a chance to breathe. Like,
yeah, look, and no, that's probably what we focused on coming into championship. We just need to kind of push up on girls and try get that breaking ball, and the girls do that in training and on match days. But look, no, we're just going to have to get back to the recovery now tomorrow and back to the training pitch on Tuesday and kind of look at it now, and we'll have to go up to Cork then next week.
And just on last week's victory over Tipperary, it must have been nice to get a bit of revenge for the Munster final.
Yeah, look, I suppose finals don't come around often here in Waterford, and we would have liked to just get a trophy down here, but look, all our championship is to play for, and hopefully we can get back to the semi-final and get over the line then.
And Cork up next, they defeated you last year at the semi-final point. More revenge for you to get out.
Yeah, look, anytime you play Cork, and especially up in Cork, they're going to throw everything at you, and look, we're under no illusion what they're going to bring, and the players that they have, and Thompson coming back from injury. But look, yeah, no, we're just kind of focused now on ourselves, and we'll have one or two matchups there as well. So look, we'll get going now on Tuesday.
You had one or two last minute substitutions that you made. Lorraine Bray, captain, out injured. Does it really impact a team when your captain isn't able to start?
Look, Bray said a few words of the dressing before we went out, but look, Bray's she's a phenomenal player. Everyone can see that off the pitch and on the pitch. And look, we did miss her today, but look, now she's a huge loss. But look, the girls stepped up there when they came on, and Alana when she came on as well. So look, we're delighted where we are, but look, just disappointed on how today went.
As always, unbelievable huge support for you here.
Yeah, it's class. They always come out numbers there, and they're a 16 player. But look, we're very honoured and privileged to where we come from here in Waterford, and they'll always come out in numbers, and no doubt they're coming to Cork and hopefully to an All-Ireland quarter-final, please God.
Are you really enjoying Camogie at the moment? Like, these conditions are, you don't get much better to play in.
No, it's class, yeah. There was actually a few club matches here the last couple of days, and fair play to Pat Carroll and the lads in Waterford Landscape. They have the pitch in great condition.
Right.
No hassle.
Off the ball. GAA.